Aaron O'Toole has officially resigned as leader of the Federal Conservative Party after the majority of MPs voted to oust him in a secret ballot vote on Wednesday. Of the 118 Conservative MPs who took part in the vote, held at a virtual meeting February 2, 73 voted against O'Toole, while 45 voted to continue their support for his leadership, as confirmed by David Milne, legislative assistant to St. Albert Edmonton MP Michael Cooper. "It was a difficult but respectful meeting," said Cooper, who remained tight-lipped about the meeting in an interview with the Gazette. Cooper said a decision by caucus was made, and he respected that decision. "I think I'm very optimistic going forward. And, the opportunity for a leadership race provides an opportunity for renewal," he said. When asked if he thought the renewal was necessary, Cooper repeated that caucus had made a decision. Cooper said he is aware of three people who have put their names forward for interim leader: two New Brunswick MPs, John Williamson and Rob Moore, and Calgary MP Tom Kamik. "There could very well be others, but those are three names that I'm aware have publicly announced," he said. The vote was initially triggered after a letter was sent to caucus chair Scott Reed on Monday. The letter had been signed by 35 Conservative MPs, as reported by the Globe and Mail. According to the Reform Act of Canada, if 20% of a party's caucus members sign a written notice and submit it to the caucus chair, the chair must order a secret ballot vote among MPs to conduct the review. "The leadership of political parties must maintain the confidence of their caucuses," the Act states. The letter was the first step in signifying that confidence was gone. If the majority of caucus members votes to replace a leader of the party, which they did, an immediate second vote to appoint an interim leader is supposed to be called by the caucus chair. However, that vote won't happen until later this evening. "It's really impracticable to have a vote immediately, on the spot, following the decision of caucus. This provides a little bit of time for candidates to put their names forward," said Cooper. The party will hold a secret ballot vote to name its interim leader tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. When asked if Cooper had heard from constituents about their thoughts on O'Toole's leadership, Cooper said he heard from both people who were happy with O'Toole and people who were not. At the end of the day, he served as leader of the opposition and leader of the Conservative Party. "It's a very difficult job. I would argue being the leader of the official opposition is the toughest job in Ottawa because of the pressures in terms of pressures to win." In a six-minute social media address on Wednesday afternoon, O'Toole, MP for Durham, Aunt, said it was an honor of a lifetime to lead the party. He offered some parting words on what he believed the party needs and what the country needs in what he described as a critical moment. "This country needs a Conservative Party that is both an intellectual force and a governing force. Ideology without power is vanity. Seeking power without ideology is hubris," he said in the address. He said Canadians deserve a Conservative Party with balanced ideas and inspiration. O'Toole said the message he sends his party is the same message he will give to the Prime Minister and all members of Parliament. "Hear the other side. Listen to all voices, not just the echoes from your own tribe. Realize that our country is divided, and people are worried. Work together, because how we as leaders act now will define the next generation," he said. "The world needs a serious Canada on the world stage again," said O'Toole.